Anchorage's natural gas utility, NSTAR, has until Monday to finish negotiating a contract with Cook Inlet producers if they want to avoid a gas shutdown to about 400 businesses who have been cut off from their previous supplier. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports that the State Senate Judiciary Committee this morning heard about the problem.
The Anchorage businesses got their first glimpse of a pending problem when Aurora Power notified them that under their existing service contracts, their natural gas service would be cut off on December 1st, and it recommended they contact NSTAR for future fuel. NSTAR followed up with its own letter on November 10th, saying that company could take on the businesses, but only for a month. On January 1st, they'd be cut off from them, too. Mike Gordon has been managing Chilkoot Charlie's in Spinard for 39 years, and he told the Judiciary Committee that he thought he had seen all the adversity possible. But now, he can't stay in business without gas.
You ever feel like you're between a rock and a hard spot? There's an old saying in Africa about how when elephants fight, only the grass gets trampled. And that's kind of where I feel I am.
And Tom Tiber manages several hundred employees in the 50,000-square-foot Northwest Airlines cargo facility at the Anchorage Airport. He says those elephants Gordon referred to are using the 400 businesses in a fight between Cook Inlet gas producers ConocoPhillips and Marathon and the Regulatory Commission of Alaska over the price of gas. And Tiber says the consensus of the businesses represented at the hearing indicates that without a supply of gas, they can't keep the doors open.
My sense of it is it almost feels a little bit like we're being played to a certain degree. I feel the elephants are almost playing us to come here and testify and push this agenda for them.
NSTAR representatives say they have no choice. They don't have a guaranteed source of gas for 400 more commercial customers. There's plenty of gas. That's not the problem. And they say they've negotiated a contract to buy enough of it. But the Regulatory Commission of Alaska turned it down. The RCA wanted NSTAR, which it regulates, to go back to the gas producers, which it does not regulate, with a new price formula. Dan Dickgraff, NSTAR's manager of rates and regulatory affairs, sides with the customers. Although RCA has approved contracts similar to what's now been rejected, he told the committee that the difference is the new formula RCA wants to try would lower prices by about 15%.
If the gas supply contracts that we presented to the commission had been approved, we would not have this situation. We feel like we are stuck between the producers and the commission's two separate desires on pricing, just like these customers are.
ConocoPhillips says the RCA's late position in the negotiations points out its own inconsistencies. The commission has previously accepted the formula that was used in the stalled contract, and Vice President Eric Isaacson says the company had no interest in spending 22 months developing a contract that would be disapproved.
Mr. Chairman, you know what the Cook Inlet needs now for its long-term health is more activity, not less. How many independents do you see actively exploring or developing gas in the Cook Inlet today? To attract this activity and in order to keep the Cook Inlet alive into the future, we need to have a transparent pricing mechanism that allows a fair market price for the investment in this basin, in the Cook Inlet Basin.
Since they're sitting as judges on the rate issue, members of the Regulatory Commission did not testify. However, state attorneys say the new formula is based on prices in other U.S. gas basins, and companies could expect the same returns. The issue comes down to Monday, when NSTAR must give the commission the results of its new negotiations with the producers. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.